You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish. And today we are talking about Thanksgiving dinner. What is safe for your pups and what should you avoid accidentally dropping on the floor during your Turkey Day meal? We'll be right back with lots of good information and yummy recipes after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back right after these messages. Stay tuned.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com, the latest fashion trends for our furry friends. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Let's talk turkey. So here's a little history lesson for you. According to the American Kennel Club, it is very likely that there were dogs helping celebrate the first Thanksgiving. It turns out that pilgrims weren't the only passengers on board the Mayflower. And it's thought that dogs also made the transatlantic voyage from Southampton, England to Plymouth, Massachusetts in the year 1620. So since dogs have been a part of Thanksgiving for a very long time, I thought it would be a good idea to do an entire show devoted to making sure your dogs get a yummy meal on this special holiday without getting sick or hurt. Now, dogs can't eat all of the same foods as people, but they can have some fresh ingredients that we use to make our beloved holiday favorites. Now, if you're lucky enough to be hosting Thanksgiving at your house, you're busy enough preparing people food. So why should you spend time preparing fresh food for your dogs? Well, it's pretty simple. Because your dogs deserve it, and because I'll prove to you that it doesn't require a lot of time or effort. For the most part, you don't have to do anything extra. The recipes I share during the show use ingredients you have on hand. And with just a little modification, your pups can enjoy some of the same foods you do on Thanksgiving. But first, let's go through some do's and don'ts. We'll get to the actual recipes later. Okay, let's start with turkey. You can't have Thanksgiving dinner without turkey, right? Now, is turkey safe to feed to Fido? Of course. But one thing to remember is that lean meats like turkey are always a good idea. However, never let your dogs get a hold of poultry bones. Poultry bones can split very easily and can actually cause major internal damage if your pup swallows a piece of the bone. So do feed your dogs some lean turkey, but don't allow them to get a hold of bones. Also, when serving turkey to your dog, remember that plain meat with the fat cut off is best. You want to avoid sauces and gravies as they usually contain a lot of fat and could cause some upset stomachs. And the last thing you want to do to add to your post-Thanksgiving meal cleanup is dog throw up. Yuck. Now, another do is vegetables. In most cases, you'll see a lot of veggies on the table for Thanksgiving. Sweet potatoes are wonderful for dogs, and so are carrots. Also consider broccoli and green beans. It's a good idea to set aside these veggies before they go into the casseroles. You never want to slop some green bean casserole into Fido's bowl because, again, casseroles usually contain sauces and fatty ingredients. Casseroles are definitely a big don't for dogs, but plain and fresh vegetables are always best for dogs. We'll talk about incorporating these veggies into some yummy treats later in the show. Now, you can't have Thanksgiving without pumpkin pie, right? The pumpkin pie we all know and love is filled with sugar and some spices that can be harmful to your dog's digestive system. So consider giving your dog just a little bit of plain pumpkin. It has a ton of healthy benefits for dogs. And just adding a little teaspoon or two to their regular food can actually aid in digestion and help keep them regular. So do feed your dog plain pumpkin, but don't feed them that pumpkin pie. A very healthy pumpkin recipe is coming your way later on. Now, I've shared a lot of do's and don'ts with you to help you prepare for Thanksgiving. There are some absolute don'ts, and that's don't with capital letters, that I would like to share because it's very important to make sure your dog does not come into contact with any of these items that are usually found around the Thanksgiving table. The first one is alcohol, and that includes beer, wine, and mixed drinks. Alcohol is extremely dangerous to dogs, and just a little bit can be deadly. The same goes for coffee and tea. Caffeine is never a good idea for dogs, so all caffeinated beverages should be avoided. Another one is bread dough, including cooked rolls and loaves of bread. Bread can actually expand in your dog's stomach, which causes a lot of pain and bloat, which is actually very dangerous. And we talked earlier about avoiding fatty and buttery side dishes and casseroles, so please keep these away from your dogs. Just remember that the fresh and plain ingredients that go into those delicious casseroles are just fine, but just not the finished product, which usually contains a lot of fat and sodium, which I'm sure you don't want to hear for yourself. Anything from the turkey except plain non-fatty meat is not okay. The skin and the bones of the turkey can be very harmful and should not be given to your dog. Everyone knows dogs love bones, but poultry bones should not be added to that list of bones because of their tendency to splinter and break off. Also, avoiding giving your dog any candy, chocolate, or sweets during Thanksgiving. Be sure it is out of their reach. I have a counter surfer at home, so I have to be extra careful with what I leave on the tables and counters because she will get to it. Now, of course, any recipe that calls for grapes should not be given to your dog. These are very toxic. It's also a really good idea to let your guests know that your dog doesn't eat table scraps. Maybe have a safe area with designated dog-friendly foods available if your guests just have to feed something to Fido. Hey, moms can be overprotective with their kids, so why can't fur moms, right? Well, we're going to take a short break and return with more awesome Turkey Day tips after these messages from our sponsors.
Sit. Stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
Hi, this is Tim Link, animal communicator and pet expert, and host of Animal Rights on Pet Life Radio. Have you ever wanted to know what your pet is really thinking? Do you want to find out if they truly understand what you're trying to tell them? Ever wish you could build a better understanding and closer relationship with your pet? Well, now you can. Learning to communicate with animals is a four-part on-demand workshop. In the workshop, you'll learn the essential techniques that are necessary to communicate with animals, including what is animal communication, breathing correctly to achieve the perfect state to communicate with your animals at a deeper level, using guided meditation exercises and method to communicate with animals, and how to send and receive information from your animals. So if you're wanting to learn how to communicate and connect with your animals at a deeper level, visit petliferadio.com/workshop and purchase and download Learning to Communicate with Animals. You'll be glad you did.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com. Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Before the break, I shared some important do's and don'ts for feeding your dog's Thanksgiving food. There's quite a long list of don'ts, but there's also quite a few do's that will keep your pup safe and satisfied throughout this holiday. Now remember, if it isn't plain and fresh, you don't want to give it to your dog. Stay away from sauces, gravies, and fatty items. Plain skinless turkey and other lean meats are wonderful, and so are fresh veggies such as carrots, broccoli, and green beans. Of course, you always want to stay away from giving your dog alcohol during the holidays. And it's a really good idea to educate your friends about the dangers of giving your dog table scraps and other harmful foods and beverages. Make a designated dog-safe food area if your guests just insist on feeding your dog. Now let's talk about some recipes that will be sure to hit the spot with your hound. Let's start with turkey. Of course, you're going to have some leftover turkey, right? And of course, you plan to use it for sandwiches the next day. But make sure you save some for yummy dog-safe meatballs. What you'll want to do first is preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and start to gather your ingredients. What you'll need is about a cup of turkey, shredded, one plain medium sweet potato, one egg, one tablespoon of honey, and a pinch of parsley, and that's for good breath, of course. Now, once you have all of your ingredients gathered, go ahead and remove the skin from the sweet potato. You'll place the potato in a bowl, and it'll be pretty mushy, and you can start to mix in the rest of the ingredients. Now, you may need to get your hands in there to make sure it's really mixed together. Then you'll start to roll meatballs. The size of your dog will depend on the size of the meatball, but I do suggest smaller bite-sized meatballs as quick snacks or treats. Now, place the meatballs on a greased cookie sheet. I like to use coconut oil to grease. And then you'll bake the meatballs for 20 minutes. Let them cool before serving, and then make sure to store them in an airtight container in the fridge. I guarantee this will be a big hit. Now, you've made something savory, so let's talk about sweets. Can't partake in the deliciousness that is pumpkin pie with lots of whipped cream. Pumpkin pupcakes are a Thanksgiving favorite around here, and they are 100% safe, and they're actually healthy for your dogs. Go ahead and preheat your oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit and gather your ingredients. What you'll need for this one is a mini muffin pan with the mini liners, and then you'll need 1 cup of whole wheat flour or a grain-free flour of your choice for allergic dogs, 1 cup of rolled oats, 1/2 cup of pumpkin, and that's the all-natural kind without any sugar or spices added, 1 tablespoon of honey, and 1 large egg. And you'll start out by combining the dry ingredients, which is the flour and the oats. Just get those mixing, and then you can gradually mix in the wet ingredients. Now, for this one, you can use your stand mixer if you have one, or you can always just mix by hand. Once it's all mixed together, scoop out the mixture and transfer it to the liners. And you'll want to fill them about 3/4 of the way to the top. Once they are all filled, stick them in the oven and bake for about 10 to 12 minutes. Allow them to cool before you serve them. And then you can always store these in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 3 weeks. Or if you'd like to keep them for longer, you can freeze them. Another great and easy treat for Thanksgiving are sweet potato chews. These are super easy, and you can use your leftover sweet potatoes for this delicious snack. Slice the potato into long strips. You'll place them on a cookie sheet lined with parchment paper, and then sprinkle with a little cinnamon. Bake them for 2 hours at 250 degrees Fahrenheit. You don't want to turn it up any higher. You just want it to bake slowly at 250 degrees. After about 2 hours, take them out and let them cool, and then you can serve them. These sweet potato chews are a healthy alternative to rawhides, plus they will make your house smell delicious as they're baking. Now, of course, you don't have to do anything extra to make sure your dog enjoys his or her Thanksgiving meal as much as you do. Remember, you can simply cut up a little bit of plain turkey, remove the skin and fat, and then place it in a bowl for your dog. Consider throwing in a few raw carrots cut up into small pieces, maybe some cut up green beans, and a little bit of smashed sweet potato. Super easy and super healthy. And it actually even sounds good enough for us to eat. I promise your dog will love you even more than he or she already does. And you can thank me later. All right, well, that is it for today's Thanksgiving edition of The Doggy Dish. We would like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I'd love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. I post all of the recipes mentioned on there, so feel free to follow along. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.